KBBS 1450 AM 103.5 FM, and we're streaming online at BighornMountainRadio.com. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Erica and Brian McCarter, as we're going to be talking about Blue Santa. Guys, thank you for joining us here this morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's talk about what exactly is Blue Santa. What's the program?
So Blue Santa is ran through the Buffalo Police Department. It's our charitable project that we put on every year. And basically, we're 100% donation funded. And we sponsor families through the holiday season to help them get into the new year on a positive foot. So a lot of what we do is provide like rent assistance and grocery cards, gas cards, help pay off big bills, that kind of thing. But the most fun portion is fulfilling the Christmas list for the kids. So we have been doing this program. I think we were just saying it's an 11-year-old program through the department. Brian and I have been running it for the last 7 years. And we've never not been able to fulfill a need, which is awesome to say. And this year, we do have families selected. We're still collecting donations, and we've kind of just had a bigger need this year. Seems like this has been our biggest year for the big asks for assistance.
And so how do you go about choosing a family? How's that process work?
We work with a lot of different groups. So we work with Department of Family Services, the Crisis Center, the schools. We outreach to some of the churches. Basically, we try to reach out to anybody that sees the most need. We, of course, have families that we know of through work that we add to the list. So that's how we go about selecting the families, is just kind of getting other people's opinions. Maybe there's families we haven't met. Maybe there's, you know, things, circumstances we don't know. So that's where most of our suggestions come from.
You know, and there's programs around the area that do the Christmas presents, and that's great. Kids should have something to open up on Christmas morning. But as you were mentioning, you guys go above that. You'll do things that helps pay their bills and gas and things like that.
I think our focus is mostly on the family as a whole. What can help, you know, parents provide the gifts that they want to get for their kids? What can we do to get them into the new year so that they're not worrying, stressing? We've all been there. You know, we have all working families, but we all know rent, food, utilities, gas, everything has gone up this year. Wages are staying the same. And so this year, we definitely got shorter Christmas lists, larger requests for assistance.
Yeah, that makes sense with inflation and everything else. As you mentioned, prices keep going up, but yeah, most people's money coming in stays the same.
Yeah, it's just the world we live in at the moment. And, you know, I think for the last 3 years, everybody's been doing their best to just get by with what they have. And it's just kind of hitting that tipping point for a lot of families where there's a lot of big things that they're going without. And we don't want that. We don't want you to, you know, not go to the doctor, not go to the dentist, not go to, you know, don't put your kids into extracurricular activities because you can't afford it. Like, that's the stuff that you should be able to do. We all go to work so we can do those things, you know?
Absolutely.
And so those are our biggest, that's our biggest goal, is to help people get through and be able to provide that for their families.
And if people would like to donate to Blue Santa, how can they do that?
Yes. So we are still taking donations. And we do ask that they be cash donations, since we try to focus on the needs of the families more than, you know, providing gifts. So if you would like to donate, you can contact the police department and we will send an officer to you to collect a check. Or if you'd like to just drop one off at our office, that would be excellent too. Like I said, this year we've never not been able to fulfill the needs. And this year, we're going to need a little bit more support to try and reach that goal for our families.
Yeah, so asking people to dig deep and help out this year with some monetary donations.
Mm-hmm. And that includes, we take donations of local goods and services. Those are our favorite kind of donations. You know, we get a lot of support from this community, tons and tons. Restaurants donating, you know, gift cards for supper. They're the grocery stores they give us gift cards for groceries. The gas stations have reached out and given us gift cards for gas. I mean, all of that goes so far. Last year, I had budgeted, you know, a couple of $1,000s to meet some last minute needs for our families. And after I reached out to the businesses that we needed then to fulfill the needs, all of it was covered. Every single one of them donated, which was amazing because it gave us a little holdover for this year, which I didn't realize we needed. So
it is nice to have such a community that will come together for things like
this. It's phenomenal. Brian was saying earlier that, you know, he goes in, he drops off all the letters. He doesn't even have to give them the spiel anymore. Or, you know, everybody knows, everybody supports us. It's incredible. Every year I'm blown away and I don't think it can get any better. And it just blows my mind how strongly our community can pull together to support a program like this.
Yeah, and it's a great program that the police department puts on, and I know you said you've been running it for 7 years. It's been around 11. Do you know how it got started or why exactly it did get started?
It was started by an officer that used to work for our department, and I think that, I'm not sure where the idea came from, but I think they just saw a need and wanted to fulfill that need. And in the first year, I think they raised like $5,000. Like last year, we raised close to 20.
Wow.
That's just how much it's grown. And when we are able to raise those kinds of funds, that's like six families. You know, that could be up to like almost 40 people in some cases. We see a lot of families with multi-generational homes, people living together. So it's a lot. And you think that over 10 years, 11 years of reaching that many people, that's a significant portion of our community.
It is. And you think after it goes on for a while, people will be like, well, I've donated for the last few years. I'm not going to. But it sounds like people just continue.
They do. And, you know, there are so many great opportunities in this town, like the Care and Share program through Compass, the, you know, Toys for Tots, Wounded Warrior Project. People find a way to donate around this time of year, and I think that's excellent. I, of course, would prefer that it's our program, right? Because, but I think that, you know, no matter where you're putting those financial funds, you're creating, you know, a lot of good, a lot of support for people that just don't have it right now. And that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people that.
And so with taking donations, is there a window or do you take donations all year round?
All year round. Majority of our donations come in between November and December. But that's not to say that in August I won't get a random check from, somebody saying, hey, we heard about your charitable project. We'd like to contribute. So we do. We do work with our families all the way through Christmas into the new year. And then by then, we're usually through our funds and we're ready to start collecting for the next year.
So before we wrap it up, tell everyone again how they can donate to Blue Santa.
Sure. So if you would just contact our office at 684-5581, or you can drop in person. Brian and I, Erica, work there. I work at the front desk, and everybody in our dispatch center, everybody in all of our officers know about our program. So anybody you speak to will be able to help you drop off a check or whatever you would like to donate.
Okay, so stop on in and donate for Blue Santa. Talking with Erica and Brian McCarter. Brian, I wish you would have let Erica speak this morning.
Sorry, Brian.
I tried.
All right, guys, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And everybody keep those dials tuned right here. KBBS.